Welcome to the King of All Kings podcast.
J.J. Street Vibes.
Street Vibes.
Hosted by Kenny Caraway and Jason Jones.
J Street Vibes. Back at it. After the Kings win. Feels good, you know. I gotta come up with these Drake bars, man. They got me writing like I'm writing for Dre. Just song after song is just getting crazy, man. All these Drake bars coming on here on D-Lo and KC.
It used to be a special occasion.
I know. It used to be a lot easier. I could like go a whole week and prepare for we only getting one win. Now it's just night after night. It's going like, crazy.
You're right on a 7-game losing streak. I ain't got to say a damn thing about this team.
So yeah, man, I gotta get that together. However, they got another opportunity for a win in Drake bars because they got the new Brooklyn Nets. Some of you guys listening to this, actually everybody's gonna be listening to this on Thursday. So they play the Brooklyn Nets tonight in Brooklyn. Last time they played Brooklyn, they put 151 on TNT on their head in the Golden 1 Center. I don't think that will happen again, but it's going to be an interesting game. I thought the Chicago game was interesting because I don't think Chicago's like they're not good, but they're not terrible, and they're fighting for something. So I was
a like, way to describe a team. They're not.
Yeah, they're just kind of there, and I kind of feel that way about Brooklyn. They play hard. They're kind of just there, and it's a dangerous game. I think Brooklyn has enough talent, and especially the way Mikal Bridges is playing. That's a team that you cannot take lightly, and you're going in on a back-to-back, you know, traveling from Chicago to New York. That's not exactly traveling from Philly to New York. That's going a couple time zones there. Well, just one time zone. But, yeah, like, all right, let's see what they can do in Brooklyn.
Yeah, you know, it's not, you know, you hope that if you're a Kings fan, the guys don't land and decide to hit up some of the, you know, the night spots. And
just go to your hotel room, guys. It's about 2 a.m.
Hey, there ain't going to be no shoot around because it's back-to-back. Guys going to sleep in. So, if you got people out there, it might be the time to do your thing. But – so you know, Brooklyn's had some good wins since that trade, you know.
Yeah.
You know, everybody was like, you know, well, they're going to fall apart. They're 9 games above 500.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, they're not a terrible team. They don't have a superstar now, but, you know, they got your boy Ben Simmons still. Is he still on the team?
We ain't seen or heard from Ben Simmons in I don't know how long. Get well soon, Ben. I'm rooting for Ben Simmons. I just wouldn't have traded De'Aaron Fox for him.
I wouldn't. And what's crazy is there are a lot of people who were saying, a couple of journalists told, I said, you don't give up De'Aaron for him. Mm-hmm. And I had a couple of journalists say, how about this? Ben Simmons is a 2-time All-Star.
I used to always throw that out there.
Will De'Aaron ever be an All-Star? And that was kind of the thing. You're getting.
I need to find those tweets from people. I need to find them. I'm bringing those back.
So, I mean, this is the game. Like I said, it's one of those games where could you win? Yeah. Could you definitely lose? Yeah. You know, you just want to get in there, get to Brooklyn, get to New York. I mean, they probably really stay in Manhattan. I don't think any teams don't really stay in Brooklyn. I always stayed in Brooklyn, but that was me.
Yeah, you know, Brooklyn got people.
Yeah, Brooklyn got a cool nightlife. I got people in Brooklyn. You know, that's where I learned the joy of wine bars.
Mm.
And sleeping in and missing shoot around because you're like, oh, I was out till 3 a.m. drinking wine and no one's going to see me at shoot around. And the Brooklyn Bridge Marriott's cool, you know. But that all that being said, I just, you know, hey, you see what happens. You know, the back to back, you know, 3 games in 4 nights. A lot of times that last night is the game where you're like, okay, maybe some tired legs kick in, you know. 3 games, 4 nights, 3 different time zones. They're consistently losing an hour. We already lost an hour with daylight savings. I'm just going to throw in every excuse that I've ever heard someone say. You know, the floor in Brooklyn looks different. There's plenty of reasons.
The lighting in Barclays needs to be better.
Yeah, maybe I don't like East Coast music and playing Biggie and Jay-Z, you know. Just get all your excuses. You know, I had some pizza that was too hot. It burned the roof of my mouth. You know,
that happens.
We get all your excuses, you put them in a pot, and then you see, are you going to cook with the excuses, or are you going to go out there and get a win?
Well, check this out. Mikal Bridges in the month of March, 21 points, 38, 33, 30, 10. We ain't talking about that. 34, 25, 34. He's averaging 28.1 in the month of March, shooting 49% from the field. And get this, 45% from beyond the arc. I think that's good. He has been lights out since the trade. He's somebody you got to worry about, and you combine him with Finney Smith. You combine him with Royce O'Neal, with Seth Curry, Joe Harris. They got shooting all around. Nick Claxton is there. They got some guys that can play, and they were just sitting back waiting for the Kings to get into Brooklyn. So it's a game that is going to be tough. But you know what, Jason? One thing that we've seen from this team this year is they're always ready to play. Mm-hmm. They're always ready to play. And I don't think tomorrow will be any different, or today when you listen to this. I don't think that'll be any different. I think they're going to be ready to go, ready to compete. And we'll see if they got enough to beat the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, they haven't had a whole bunch of clunkers this year where you just go, oh, God, what the hell did I just watch? They haven't had a whole bunch of those.
Right.
You know, if they lose, they lose. I don't think it'll be because, you know, they were in Harlem, you know, doing the Harlem, you know.
Hanging with Killer Cam. They're on It Is What It Is with
Killer Cam over there. Cam over there just shitting on people. I'm like, damn, man. This took a big dump on Chris Paul. He was on Ja Morant's dad. Like, be a father to your child. Like, God dang, man. Ja's a grown man. I don't think his daddy was like, hey, put the gun on your IG.
Yeah, man. So, Kings Nets tonight, this afternoon here on the West Coast from my West Coast Kings fans, 4:30 start. And, we'll see what the Kings are able to do, man. So, Jay, before we get out of here, what you got going on, man? What you got anything to plug? What's going on?
When you hear it, it'll drop. Yeah, it would have dropped yesterday. We did a whole little beer bracket at the Athletic. Oh, I contributed, you know. And
no, we're still doing brackets out here, huh?
Hey, it's not a real bracket, though. It's just like a bunch of beers.
I like a real bracket better. How many times do you think they've done a beer bracket?
A million. And then these people who do
they still
drink Miller Lite and hot and natural light. They drink the same damn beer still.
What do you think is the bracket people do the most? I'll say it's candy. It's probably
candy in the cereal brackets.
They do it every year.
And then somebody did a Young Jeezy. Somebody I saw it online. It was
Jay Billis.
The Jay Billis Young Jeezy song. I'm like, I had the 5 seed on his bracket. I had seen it all. I'm picking the 5 seed.
Seen it all.
I said, put on.
I don't know where put on is.
I was seen it all, a 5 seed. I mean, that's a sneaky good 5 seed.
Seen it all. Like you said, it is sneaky. It is sneaky. That's the cut right there.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know if he's got one better than Soul Survivor. Go Crazy. You know, Go Crazy had to be a 1 seed, right?
Boom, boom, clap. Boom, boom.
Yeah.
Clap.
And then what? And then boom, what? Boom, clap. Yeah. I don't know. I got it here right here. My Hood is a 1. I don't think My Hood should be a 1.
Yeah. Nah. I got questions for the committee on that one. What the hell were y'all thinking?
Yeah, I don't think shit. Put on as a 2. He don't have Go Crazy. I'm closing this. He don't even have Go Crazy on here. Jay Billis. No, I was about to say.
He's fired.
We're not gonna have Go Crazy on there.
Yeah, he's fired. He's fired right along with the Raiders decision makers. I mean, they're both fired.
Oh man, feel for you, bro. Feel for you.
Oh, that's okay. And by the way, before we go, De'Aaron had the quote of the night. I'm fucking nice.
Simple as that.
Yeah. And I think all, he had the quote of the night.
We're going to end on that one. You can check me out on ESPN 1320, D-Lo and KC, 12 to noon. Noon to 4 every single day, Monday through Friday. And everything that's going on with these Kings, that's what we talk about all day, every day. Sacramento Kings. So if you love what you hear on this podcast, tap into D-Lo and KC, and you get more and more and more of that every single day, man. So for Jason Jones of The Athletic, I'm Kenny Caraway of ESPN 1320. Y'all be good. We up out of here. Peace.